Translation. In the ears of the gopis were brilliantly polished jeweled earrings, and from their necks hung metal lockets. Their hands were decorated with bangles. Their dresses were of varied colors, and from their hair, flowers fell onto the street like showers. Thus, while going to the house of Maharaj Nanda, the gopis, their earrings, breasts, and garlands moving, were brilliantly beautiful. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The description of the gopis who were going to the house of Maharaj Nanda to welcome Krishna is especially significant. The gopis were not ordinary women, but expansions of Krishna's pleasure potency, as described in the Brahma Samhita. Ananda chinmaya rasa prati pavitabhis tavirya eva nija rupataya kalabhi goloka eva nivasati akilatma bhuto govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami chintamani prakara sadamasu kalpa riksha lakshavrate shusurabhira bitapaliantam lakshmi sahasrasata samrama sevyamanam Govindamari Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. Krishna is always worshipped by the gopis wherever he goes. Therefore, Krishna is so vividly described in Srimad Bhagavatam. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has also described Krishna in this way. Ramya kachir upasana vrajavadu vargena vakalpita. All these gopis were going to offer Krishna their presentations because the gopis are eternal associates of the Lord. Now the gopis were more jubilant because the news of Krishna's appearance in Vrindavan. Gopya sumistamani kundala niska kantyas chitrambara pati shikachu tamalya barshaha nandalayam savalaya vrajachir vireju vyalola kundala payodara hara shobha. In the ears of the gopis were brilliantly polished jeweled earrings, and from their necks hung metal lockets. Their hands were decorated with bangles. Their dresses were of varied colors, and from their hair, flowers fell onto the street like showers. Thus, while going to the house of Maharaj Nanda, the gopis, their earrings, breasts, and garlands moving, were brilliantly beautiful. Om Ajnana Timarandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chaksurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Ridati Svapadandiyam Adadanas Trinandantai Vridam Yache Puna Puna Srimad Rupa Padambujo Dulisyam Janma Janmani Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So here in Srimad Bhagavatam, we have so beautiful description of Braj. The gopis are beautifully decorated with jeweled earrings, so many bangles on their wrists. I'm always disappointed when I go to Western countries. Nobody has bangles. I always complain about that on my prickamas, and I made a few converts along the way. This Indian lady, she can't go out of the house without bangles. So they have so many beautiful bangles. It doesn't say here, but we can just imagine the tinkling sound, ching, 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 the gopis going along. And they have so many wonderful lockets hanging from their necks that are swinging back and forth. Earrings are swinging back and forth. They have beautiful flower garlands in their hair. Just see the flower garlands. You can see it. The flower garlands, the flowers are sprinkling on the street. All the gopis are running to Nanda Maharaj's house. You can just see everything going on. And their earrings, their necklaces, their bangles, their breasts, everything is moving very sweetly as they hurry along. So beautiful description of Braj. Now we hear that they're simple cowherd people, but here we see they're decorated with gold and silver, polished jewels. Because real opulence is not to have big, big skyscraper buildings and fancy motor cars and big, big factories and so many things. Just like we were discussing last night when Prabhupada was describing this song, Jai Radha Madhava, Kunjabi Hari Gopi Jana Balava Giri Baradari. He says, Jai Radha Madhava, Kunja, so many Kunjas are there, Gopi Jana Balava Giri Baradari. Gopis are there. We don't hear in this song description of big, big motor cars and big, big factories and bars and restaurants. Just trees, just like this Bhaktivedanta Manor is so beautiful, so many beautiful trees here. We even found a beautiful little kunj, a little garden over here. You go back and there's a little kunj. So many flowers and old trees. We were falling over backwards to see the top of those trees. So this is real opulence. So the cow, they were taking care of cows, but they had so much opulence that they were able to have gold and jewels and silver and rubies and diamonds and pearls and so many wonderful decorations and beautiful saris. Here it said, so chitrambara. Chitra means picture. So sometimes chitra also means something very wonderful. Vichitra, we say something very wonderful, very. So they were not at all poor, even despite the fact they didn't have big factories and industry and so many things. They're very, very opulent. Because the real opulence is to have land and cows. Just like we're so fortunate here in Bhaktivedanta Manor, we have so many beautiful cows, we have so much beautiful green land and so many trees. This is the real opulence. And just like in Vrindavan, just in front of the, just above the bakery kitchen, they have this big poster. Prabhupada is standing there with his cane and he's saying, pointing at all the skyscraper building. I believe this was in Denver. He said, very soon this will all be finished. It will all be finished. Don't think this motor car and skyscraper building and computer and smartphone will go on forever. It's all going to be finished. So we have to be prepared. Just like Gaudiya Prabhu wrote one article, how we've failed human society. We are supposed to be setting the example of perfect life, living off the land, taking care of the cows. We have to have these places ready. Because Prabhupada said, very soon it will all be finished. So in eternal time, very soon, nobody knows what very soon is, but we can see that it can't go on like this. We're burning up all of the oil, we're using up all the resources of the world. Just a few people, if everybody, and everybody wants to follow America, so everybody's doing the same thing, how will the earth possibly support all this? We have to return back to a natural life. It is not poor life. It is. We see the gopis, they're very opulent. And one other, in the description of holy festival, they were throwing ghee and butter. How much does butter cost a kilo here? Or you sell it by pound, I don't know. Anyway, a little block is 150, so we can't imagine what is a kilo. And gopis and the cowherd people, they were throwing ghee and butter and yogurt on each other. Sometimes we see similar festivals on Radhasami, especially in Radhabalav Temple. You'll see all our life members leaving our guest house, going to Radhabalav Temple in their nice saris and nice suits. And they come back and they're completely smeared with yogurt and turmeric. They mix yogurt and turmeric. A big festival is there in Radhabalav. They all come back, all their beautiful suits and saris covered with yogurt that's colored with turmeric, like that. So this is the real opulence of Braj. Here Prabhupada gives, quotes very nice verses, that this Braj, it is Ananda Chin Maya. It is, everything in Braj is completely conscious. The ground is conscious, the water is conscious, the tree is conscious, what to speak of all the animals and people. Everything is in ananda, they're in blissful consciousness. Here in this material world, we're always in very sad consciousness. But everything there, ananda chinmaya, everything there is ananda. Why do you want to stay here in this nasty material world? We have to ask ourselves this every morning. Why do we want to stay here? The place has become so crazy. People just killing people for no reason whatsoever. It's a horrible place. Why should we stay here? We should go to that blissful life. Chintamani Prakarasara. There the land is made of chintamani, the special jewels. And Krishna is served by sahasra. What is that? Thousands of Lakshmis. All of these gopis, actually, they're even beyond goddesses of fortune. Because they're very, very intimately connected with Krishna. Even Prabhupada quotes here this verse. This is by Srinath Chakravarti. How does that verse start? Araja Bhagavan Brajesha Tanayas Tadama Vrindavanam Ramya Kachit Upasana Vrajavadu Vargena Vahakalpita Srimad Bhagavatam Amalam Pranam Amalam Prema Pumarto Mahan Sri Chaitanya Matam Midam Tatradro Napara. That Araja Bhagavan. Araja means worshipful. Our worshipful Bhagavan is Brajesha Tanayas. Tanaya means this body. So Brajesh. Brajesh means King Nanda. Brajesh, who's come from his body, the sun. Our worshipful God, he's the son of Nanda Maharaj. Tadama Vrindavan. His Vrindavan is also worshipable. His Vrindavan is also worshipable. That Vrindavan here, non-different from the Golok. We don't see it with our material eyes, but non-different. Emramya kacheru pasana vrajavadu vargena vahakalpita. Whatever the gopis, kalpana means imagine, whatever they have imagined, upasana, that is the proper worship. The gopis are completely mad after Krishna, making flower garlands for him, having so many loving pastimes with him. This is our upasana, our way of worship. Whatever they have, Vrajavadu. Vrajavadu means the gopis. Vargena, that class of people, the gopis. Whatever they have imagined, that is the proper way to, the ultimate way to worship the Lord. We're not nearly on that level. We have to worship very reverentially. And Srimad Bhagavatam Puranam Amalam. Srimad Bhagavatam is a spotless Puran. Just like we're reading this verse, it's so relishable. We can see the flowers falling on the street. All the gopis are hurrying along with their big breasts and all their jewelry moving, their earrings moving, their breasts moving. We can see then the flowers falling on the street. Everybody's hurrying because Krishna has been appeared. This was like so amazing. Actually, in Gopal Champu, Jiva Goswami gives so wonderful description. Because Jiva Goswami, just like in the very first verse of this chapter, in the purport, Prabhupada explains that Biswanath Chakravarti Thakur proves by various evidences from the Shastra that Krishna is actually the son of Mother Yasoda. Later he describes how she was born from the heart of Krishna. Heart of Mother Yasoda. From her womb came Yogamaya, but from her heart came Krishna. When Vasudev carried that Vasudev, that four-armed Vasudev came across, then he merged into the body of Brijendranandan and Shamsundar, who was already there. It was dark, he couldn't see. But he merged. Even in Krishna book, Prabhupada explains that all the incarnations of the Lord and expansions, they all merge into the body of Brijendranandan Shamsundar when he appears. So that particular night, Mother Yasoda was all alone. Somehow the nurse, she went off somewhere to do some duties and she felt tired. She lay down to take a nap. Actually, a snap. Something between a sleep and a nap, we call a snap. But she fell fast asleep. And no one was there with Mother Yasoda. She tried to sleep, but it's restless night. She's sleeping on this side, she's sleeping on that side, she's on this side, on the back, on this side, that side. She can't sleep all night. Suddenly, at the midnight, she realized the child is coming. And she's not a young girl. It's described. Even Nandababa's beard is salt and pepper. It means some white hair, some of these also, some white. And she never had baby before. I lived in India for 30 years. I say all the girls for first and second baby, they all go to their mother's house because mother has. They never had baby. Mother had so many babies. But nobody's there with Mother Yasoda. And she never had baby before. Her heart is bing, 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 bing. Somehow she gave birth and she was just so traumatized and tired. She fell asleep. She didn't see from her heart came this beautiful blackish boy, just like a blue lotus flower, with beautiful hands and feet and beautiful lotus petal eyes and curly hair, so many beautiful curls. In fact, his little finger is stuck in the curl. He can't get it out like that. She didn't see. In the morning, the peacocks began to cry, "Ew! Ew! Ew! Cook!" The nurse woke up. She realized the whole night has passed. Mother Yasoda was alone all night. She ran to the maternity house. In her old days, we used to have a special room or a special house in the compound for having the babies. We didn't go to hospital with all these nasty lights and chemicals and antiseptics and so many things. Just like we were lamenting this week, our Krishnadas Maharaj left this world. And he told me one time, we were in Bombay. He was at some preaching program. I happened to be fortunate to be there. He told us how he was born. His grandmother was very expert at midwifery, so she delivered him. And then immediately smeared him with oil and turmeric, no bad smelling antiseptic and all this stuff, no bright lights, just bring him out lovingly. Then she took honey, the sweetest thing, and on his tongue she wrote Ram. So they didn't go to the hospitals and like this. There was always the ladies who knew how to do these things. So that midwife, she was just, Mother Yasoda's alone. She ran to the Prasutigar, the paternity house. She opened the door. She saw Mother Yasoda lying there. And beside Mother Yasoda was this beautiful boy, just like a blackish monsoon cloud. And so soft like butter. Tiny little fingers and toes, beautiful curly hair, lotus petal eyes. In fact, his finger's still stuck in that little curl. He can't get it out. And she just squealed with delight. And Mother Yasoda, she woke up. She saw this beautiful child lying beside her. And when she sat up, her shadow came over the child. She's so attached to that child. When she saw that shadow, she saw some demon has come. She just grabbed that. No, leave my child. And she felt, oh, he's so soft like butter. She's so sweet. She was just admiring the beauty of her son. Jai Sisi Radha Gokula Nanda Gornitai and Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman. She was just relishing the sweetness of that, softness of that child. And that nurse, she ran to the Goshala. Nanda Maharaj and all the cowherd men are there milking the cows. And the nurse, she came running. As soon as they saw the nurse, they knew something has happened. And all the cowherd men stood up. And the nurse, she's so excited, she opened her mouth to make an announcement. But no sound came. No sound came. So then, the cowherd man said, Yasoda had child? A boy? Then Nanda Maharaj, he practically fainted. Then he became very worried. Child is born. Now we have to arrange to give charity to the Brahmins. We have to decorate the cows. We have to arrange this. We have to arrange prasadam. His brother said, look, you go see your child. We'll arrange everything. Why are we here? In our old Indian culture, all the brothers lived together so they could help each other. He said, we're here. You go see your child. We'll take care of everything. Nanda Maharaj, his feet aren't even touching the ground. He's just swimming in the ocean of transcendental bliss. He finally got to the maternity house. He opened the door, but Mother Rohini has got there first. She has a curtain like this. You give bakshish, Just like still in Gokul, there's a temple like that. As soon as you come, it's basically, oh, this guy's from London. He can give big bakshish. They close the curtain, you can't get darshan until you give some money. It's still going on since 5,000 years. So then Nanda Maharaj, out of joy, he took the golden locket from his neck and gave it to Mother Rohini. And Mother Rohini pulled back that curtain. And there on Mother Yasoda's lap, Nanda Baba saw this beautiful blackish boy, just like a lump of blue musk. Lotus petal eyes, curly black hair, reddish little hands and feet and tiny little fingers, you know. Nanda Maharaj was just in ecstasy. And then all the cow, just like we're hearing, and this is the scene now, we're coming. As soon as all the cowherd people heard that Yasoda has had a son, everyone's running to Nanda Maharaj's house. Everyone's coming to see. And Nanda Maharaj, he began giving charity. All the Brahmins came. He gave so much charity that even those who were receiving the charity, they were feeling we're not worthy to receive so much charity. Did we ever get experience like that? We never did. Jamastami is coming. We go to our best donor. We know he's going to give nice donation. He gives us an envelope, nice and sealed. We go back to the temple. We open it up. We pull out. Looks like one or two zeros is missing here. Like that we get experience. And even the person who's giving, he's feeling, oh, it's Jamastami, I should give nice donation, but that balloon payment is coming next month, and last week the tax people raided me, what can I do? He's also in trouble. But Nanda Maharaj, he opened his treasure house, and he gave so much charity, that even those who are receiving were thinking we're not worthy to receive so much charity. But wonderful things can happen like this, because Braj is a magical place. And then all the cowherd people began to dance and sing and dance and sing. In this way, they celebrated the appearance of Lord Krishna. Dancing and singing. This is actually the way to celebrate. Have lots and lots of kirtan. Lots and lots of dancing. Just like if anybody's ever been to Barsana for Radhastami, all night long they're dancing and singing and dancing and singing. And at least in the front courtyard, there's five different kirtan parties going on. One in the middle and in each corner. And somehow one of them suddenly becomes popular. Everybody sort of gravitates to that one. Then the middle one will get popular. Then this one will get popular, like that. In the backside, they have these guys from Rajasthan. They're dressed up in beautiful, flowing silk, satin outfits, dresses with so much cloth in it. When they twirl around, the cloth just goes like that, and they spin around and around, and you look, they're so decorated, so sweet. Is that a guy or is that a girl? You can't tell. And they'll spin, and then they'll stop, and the skirt is so heavy, it keeps going around them like that, and it wraps around them. Then they go, boom, like that, and it unwraps, and then they spin the other way. So that's going on in the back courtyard and the front courtyard. All night long. That's how to celebrate Krishna and Radha's appearance. Singing and dancing all night long. Finally, around 2 or 3 in the morning, all the Brahmins from Barsana come and they sit facing each other. They have a big book with Hindi letters this big, you know, and they're singing old Radhastami, ancient Radhastami songs back and forth. Then suddenly, because the front part, the darshan mandap is curtained off because the deities are going to come outside for darshan and for abhishek. So suddenly that curtain ruffles a little bit, moves a little bit. Everybody jumps to their feet and they fly open that curtain. About 4 o'clock in the morning, they fling open that curtain. Everybody jumps to their feet. And suddenly you're just lifted off your feet and you go 15 feet over this way, you go back 20 feet over this way, and your feet have never touched the ground. It's the most amazing experience. And somehow or other we were kept right in the middle. Our feet weren't on the ground, but we were moving back and forth right in the middle. And they do this wonderful abhishek. And actually, they lock the door at somewhere around midnight. They lock the door so nobody can get in because it's such a big crowd. So as soon as abhishek is over, then they unlock the door. Then everybody comes piling through to get panchamrit and go out the other side. Most amazing experience. So this is the way to celebrate the appearance of Krishna. Dancing and chanting and together glorifying the Lord. So in this particular chapter, there's one of my favorite verses because it's very amazing. This is the 18th verse in this chapter. Verse 18 says, O Maharaj Parikshit, the home of Nanda Maharaj is eternally the abode of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His transcendental qualities, and is therefore always naturally endowed with the opulence of all wealth. Yet beginning from Lord Krishna's appearance there, it became the place for the pastimes of the goddess of fortune. Now listen carefully to what Prabhupada says in the purport. As stated in Brahma Samhita, Lakshmi Sahasra Satasambrahma Sevyamanam Govindamari Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. The abode of Krishna is always served by hundreds and thousands of goddesses of fortune. Wherever Krishna goes, the goddess of fortune naturally resides with him. The chief of the goddesses of fortune is Srimati Radharani. Therefore, Krishna's appearance in the land of Braj indicated that the chief goddess of fortune, Radharani, would also appear there very soon. Do you understand what Prabhupada is saying? Everybody thinks that Jamashtami is the main festival. I've been here. Everybody, if you've never been to Jamashtami in the manor, at least once in your lifetime you have to experience it. The time I was here, they reported that 80,000 people came. Even CNN came to film everything. I was simply amazed. It's most amazing. The big tents everywhere. You call it marquees. And I was, because in America, marquee means the light, the sign outside the theater. In the grand marquee? It was confusing for a Yankee like me. But anyway, they have big tents all over the place, so many, all around the lake. There's so many exhibits of Krishna's pastimes. Even they had Vrindakun there and films going on in one tent and book distribution going on everywhere. And so many old Gujarati ladies there chopping up the potatoes. They have a special tent for chopping up the potatoes. And oh, so wonderful. So, how many? 1,400 volunteers, something like that? 1,400 volunteers, just imagine. Volunteers, that's just a serving, you know, somebody guiding. If people are coming through, going out this door behind me, and, you know, there's some arrangement for them to all come through and get darshan. So everybody thinks that's the main festival. But here what Prabhupada is saying is that the appearance, Lord Krishna's appearance in the land of Vraj indicated that the chief goddess of fortune, Radharani, would also appear there very soon. Means Krishna, Jamashtami just means that Radhastami is coming. That's the real festival. This means Radhastami is coming. That's the real festival. Hare Krishna.